Graham, last week we were talking about the possibility of you maybe one day breaking Simon Brown's record of first-class dismissals for Durham. A week later, you've done it.
Yeah, incredibly proud day. A little goal that I've had for a few years. I'm just delighted, quite overwhelmed, really. Obviously, nice to see my face on the screen and my mum and dad and family and stuff to be around as well. So it's quite a special day, really, and a lovely little touch by John Lewis there, saying a nice, some very kind words. And I said I'm not a massive one for milestones, but obviously it has brought a little tear to me eye. Mm. Please don't use onions brings tears to whatever.
You always come up with that, not me. Anyway, interestingly, it was your final spell. You'd equaled Simon's record of 518. You came back for one final spell with about six overs to go. Seconds before Jimmy Anderson had got his 500th test wicket for England, I was going to open the window and tell you not to come on and save it for another day. But, I mean, it's a day of bowling records. You're up there in lights and so is he.
Yeah, don't get us wrong. I'd like to have 500 test wickets. I'd love to have more test wickets. But, no, as I said, I mean, to break records and to hopefully be part of the records of the club for a long time, it means the absolute world. You know, this club has gave me a huge opportunity and I'd like to think I've served them well and I've served them very proudly. I've certainly wore the hat and the badge on my heart, you know, day in, day out, and I've gave everything I possibly can. And, you know, it would have been lovely if we could have brought the record and won, but, you know, it wasn't to be.
Last week, John Lewis told a members forum, they were asking about you and a new contract, and he said he wanted to see in the last three games how you went and if you were fit enough to warrant earning another contract, which one or two people were a little bit upset about. But has there been any more movement there at all or not?
Ask him. You can ask him. Yeah, look, I want to stay at the club. At this moment in time, I'm still no better off, if I'm being brutally honest. I will say that I want to stay here. I want to be part of this club. I feel as though I've got a lot to offer, and especially the last few weeks have hopefully have gave the club enough to just basically give them enough indicators, really, yeah, to say that I want to stay and I've still got the skills to keep on taking wickets. And but, you know, we'll see.
From this match point of view, somebody once famously said deja vu all over again. It is. Kent lasted with the last pair at the crease in June in Canterbury to save a draw. They've done the same thing again tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't down in that game, but I heard that we did everything that we can to win, and exactly the same here, really. And I mean, the efforts that you put in, and people might say, like, why didn't we declare earlier or you know, whatever, but we've put a very good side under pressure and we've almost got there in the end. And it wasn't to be. I mean, the efforts that has to be said from the batters on a wicket that always was offering something to the bowler, just kept you interested. That's why we actually thought that we actually still had a very good chance of winning this game. Bowling the side out in a couple of sessions, we generally thought that was a good chance. But I think Graham Clark, for everything that he's been through and the character that he showed, I'm absolutely delighted for him. And then obviously Tom Latham as well showed absolute class, and he's actually fitted in very well to this side. And from me to him, you know, he's welcome back here any time, really, with the runs that he scored.
Perhaps lunch might have been the best time to declare, though. You would have had an extra 10 overs. You're already 308 ahead by then.
Yeah, hindsight's a wonderful thing. You know, we could have, but you know, it wasn't to be, and we were so close. But it's funny the way the game pans out. I believe things are meant to be for a reason. It just wasn't our day to day. But we put in a lot of effort, a lot of character, and actually we came off the field and although we haven't spoke about it, in my mind, it's probably happened about four or five games this year where you've got Kent, we nearly won at Gloucester, North Hants here, there might have been one more as well. So it's at Glamorgan, yeah. So we're actually in a position where we've been docked a lot of points, and actually we could have been right up there. And as long as we keep our good players, then we, you know, there's no reason why we can't challenge next year.